Hey, what's up there, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. I got another awesome video for you today. Please subscribe, like the video, comment, take this audio, chop it up, put it on your blog, whatever you got to do. But today we're going to go over a company called BlackRock and Vanguard. I first heard about this company about 2 years ago. And once I started doing some extensive research, like I do on all the topics I talk about, it just blew my mind. So get ready to have your mind blown by BlackRock and Vanguard. I'm going to share my screen here and just introduce you to a man called Mr. Larry Fink. Who is Larry Fink? Well, he is the current CEO and the founder of BlackRock and Vanguard, the most powerful company you've never heard of. Why have most people never heard of this company? Is because they own 90%, over 90% of the entire world's media outlets. This company owns all of these companies. And what I mean is, it's not Tesla or Apple that own the company. It is the biggest shareholders, which BlackRock and Vanguard are the largest shareholders of over 90% of all companies in the world. They actually own more than 50% of America's GDP by themselves. And still, you have never heard of this company. Vanguard and BlackRock's ownership by sector. Just check this out. Combined worldwide, this is all the countries in the world, 195 countries, and the percentage of what is owned by this one corporation. Okay, look just energy here. 13% of the world's energy, financial, utilities, technology, all owned by this company. BlackRock owns all the major pharmaceutical and weapons manufacturers, as well as most mainstream media. Check this out. Raytheon, Boeing, Texas Instruments, I mean, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. All the companies that gave people these is all owned on the back end, which no one knows about this company. This is why when we talk about the elites and the big shenanigan that's happening, forget the pandemic. This is a worldwide scam that's going on. This company that is run by the NAA, the Negative Alien Agenda, the real people pulling the strings for the humans here. It's not humans that are running the show and the Bilderbergs and the Illuminati and the Skull and Bones. It's the NAA that are pulling the strings on the humans. That's the real story, the real agenda that's going on. And I'm going to dive deeper into that over the next few months with some more videos I'm going to be putting out to tell you the real truth. Subscribe, comment, like the video, go to Brighttail, go to BitChute, go to these other networks because we've already had two strikes on YouTube and there's probably more to come because I'm putting out the real stuff that no one wants to talk about. Check out this next graph here. Oh, that's actually not the next graph here. Sorry about that. Let me go to the next graph, which is a little bit more on what BlackRock owns. And check this screen. As you can see by the names here, again, just look at this list of companies owned: Uber, CNN, Fox, Time Warner. It goes on and on and on. And most people have never heard of this company. I mean, I've been doing interviews and research for 15 plus years on this stuff, and I have never heard of this company. And they don't want you to know who they are. Here's another map I found on the images online that shows all different sectors and companies around the world. And just look, compared to the world domination of corporations, what BlackRock and Vanguard own. I mean, it's just staggering how much they own and control. Now, check this map out. A lot of people have not seen this. They don't know this, but there is 10 major corporations owned by BlackRock that run all these other companies. Did you know that like Nestle owns Giorgio Armani? Versace is not owned by Versace. Diesel is not owned by Diesel. No, Nestle owns L'Oreal. Nestle owns Diesel. Nestle owns Ralph Lauren. Nestle owns not just Nestle, but all these other companies. A lot of people do not know this. So when you talk about stuff being in the food and poisons being in things, they own every major brand that is in the Publixes and Walmarts and Targets and Whole Foods and all that stuff is owned by these evil demonic beings. Here's another map. Check this out. Just look at this. Coca-Cola, Kellogg. I mean, look at these companies that they own. And this is just some of them. You can go actually on DuckDuckGo or Google and put in top 10 companies that rule the world or own the world, and you will see these graphs for yourself. I also just want to share on my screen also and show some articles, because over the last few years, I've seen that there's now these fact checkers that are fact checking BlackRock. So when you try to do research on them, you can't find it. But I'm going to share my screen with you to show you what I have found. So during the pandemic, right, the housing market was booming. Right? Everyone remember in 2020, lockdowns are happening, but the housing market is going on. Who's buying all the homes? Florida market is like, oh, everyone's moving to Florida. Everyone's moving to Florida, but not the first 6 months. There was a lockdown happening. Remember? Who's buying all the homes? The housing market across the U.S. the last few years, as the scandemic has basically leveled businesses, the housing market is going off. Oh, guess who it is? BlackRock and Vanguard. They are the largest real estate purchasers, asset management company in the United States. And now they're going into China and other parts of the world. But even in my own county, I found in this article, is Palm Beach County, 15% of Palm Beach County they own. And this is what they've been doing. I had a lot of friends during the pandemic, like, oh yeah, we're so busy, we're so busy. They actually hire regular independent real estate agents. They buy realtor companies. They buy our entire investment management companies. They buy property management companies. And then they have those people actually go out and buy the houses for them. So the realtors and friends of mine, you know, shopping and buying all these houses aren't for like individuals. They're actually for corporate buying. And what they've been doing is buying entire neighborhoods up. And what have they been doing is sometimes doubling, tripling, or quadrupling the rate. So you see all these new millennial type of houses being built all over the cities in the U.S., right? They have them all over here. A two-bedroom, two-bath condo just built here is $5,000. In downtown Fort Lauderdale, a studio that our friend lives in, a studio, like as big as this room, downtown Fort Lauderdale, $3,000, not even one room. So they're building and buying and tripling these rents to make it where only the top, these, I call them millennial villages, because they're like all these millennials living off mommy and daddy's credit cards, and, you know, all these tech jobs and stuff, and the wokes. They're living in these high-priced houses and condos that BlackRock and Vanguard are purposely manipulating the market. They are purposely making a crash happen. It started in December. The housing market is imploding right now. No one's talking about it. But BlackRock and Vanguard are responsible for it. They're falsely manipulating the market to do a crash way bigger than 2008. So get ready, because it's already happening. Okay, these are facts. This company is so big, they actually lend the Federal Reserve money. The Fed, who prints our money, who's a private corporation, the Federal Reserve is not part of the U.S. government. I'll do a video on that. They lend them money. The money in your wallet that you spend every day printed by the Federal Reserve, BlackRock and Vanguard lend that money. They have in the past. They lend. That's how big they are. But then when you search them online, I use Brave, you use Google, DuckDuckGo, whatever. You see here, it says, let's see, BlackRock buying houses isn't to blame for the chaotic housing. Box. Wrong. They're wrong. Is BlackRock buying all the houses? A wealth of common sense. Other investment firms killing the dream, BlackRock? No. BlackRock isn't buying all of Zillow's homes. No, they're not. But these are total lies, because normally the fact checkers and people that just, you know, let me check Jonah out what he's saying. They'll go and they'll Google it. And then they go to Google and they see all this list. They're like, oh, the Fox News. They don't know, Jonah doesn't know what he's talking about. You know what he's talking about. Look at their asset portfolios. Look at what they own. They absolutely are buying everything up, because their portfolios online show it. But nobody wants to do research. Nobody actually wants to do a little research and dig in a little deeper like I have over the years with BlackRock and Vanguard. It's a crazy, crazy company. But this company, this corporation that owns more than 90% of the media, 90% of corporation companies in America, and responsible for more than 50% of the GDP, the actual growth, the spending this company runs, this company is purposely imploding America. Larry Fink, the founder, made a comment during COVID that the end of the Industrial Revolution is now. His company is paving the way for these smart cities, these 15-minute cities, the digital ID. If you use Visa, MasterCard, American Express, you're using Larry Fink's company. If you're using any of those products I showed you, you are using Larry Fink's companies. They own the largest market share in all these corporations. So it is happening. The technocratic, AI-run, smart city, green, woke, cancel culture society is happening. If you like the video, share it, subscribe, get this video out there. I'll be back with some more videos soon. All right, Star Drive, blessings.